three shots, maybe he's going to take a game, but he's going to drill them, and they're momentum changing.
It's not about quantity. It's about timeliness.
Right.
And the timeliness was really, really key. But the rope was never let go of, despite the Celtics getting off to such a great start last night. And that was the key. And that's why when we go back to game three, the game where the Celtics beat the crap out of them, yeah, that was the difference. If they had kept it close by making more shots early, I'm not saying they come back and win, but I agree with Tommy that if these games are close, especially now without Tatum, but even when Tatum was there, right, I trust the Knicks to execute down the stretch. And they've proven it in the three wins.
Well, I think the question will be, from a Celtic standpoint, who can match Jalen Brunson? For this game, it was clearly Jason Tatum. Even though, even with him matching Brunson, the Knicks were making themselves known, especially in the fourth quarter. But now, who can match Jalen Brunson for the Boston Celtics?
Well, the only option is Jalen Brown. He was the NBA Finals MVP last year, and they're going to need him to be a mega man, a superman, if you will. Devin is calling from up in Boston. How are you, Devin?
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Okay.
Pretty good.
So, I guess, I mean, a roller coaster ride of a game for me. I was honestly not as positive as Tommy, but at halftime when a lot of my negative thoughts crept in, I jumped on your Instagram page and watched kind of Tommy's 5 points and was like, all right, Tommy's positive. Let's see what can happen with Tommy's five commandments. Let's put it that way. And then, you know, finally got a big win at home. Like you guys mentioned, the crowd was engaged. All five starters came to play. But, you know, the game yesterday, obviously in the third quarter, I think Mike Breen described it as like a heavyweight fight. They were trading haymakers, and it was insane to watch that third quarter. Such a high level of basketball, and also just from the Knicks, the grit, the intensity, and the defensive effort never waned.
Discipline, switching, all that stuff. They were dead on. I mean, this is why you credit Tibbs, because he's the one that prepares them for those type of moments, changes the strategies. And even though there were points where it got a little sloppy, but when it mattered, they were on point. And that's all you can ask for from a team that ends up playing a lot of minutes in the regular season and now playing a lot of minutes, especially Mikal Bridges, who went 44 again.
It goes back to a point you made in the middle of January, or maybe it was the middle of February, or maybe it was both months. We just all agreed that late in a close game, we trust the Knicks to execute over the Boston Celtics.
Yes.
And maybe a part of the reason why we feel that way is not just Jalen Brunson, but the fact that the Knicks are so equipped by playing big minutes all year that they're not wearing down at the end of a game, unless your name is Karl-Anthony Towns. Then he's just not on the floor. And that's okay.
Well, part of that was because he gets in foul trouble because the refereeing was horrendous.
A part of it is that, but a part of it is, and this has been going on all year with Cap, but it's okay because of Mitch.
Right.
He does wear down late in games. No, like his biggest impact is never in the fourth quarter.
And it's funny because yesterday all I could think about with Cap was just be comfortable where you're most comfortable at. And that's around the arc shooting three pointers. He was 0 for 3 from 3-point.
Right.
But 11 for 12 for two-pointers, and played a lot of his game in the post and had impact offensively and defensively in the paint.
Let's go to Mickey in Walcott, Connecticut. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, guys. Hey, ENT. Thank you for taking my call, man.
All's good, bro.
Guys, all right. Tiki. And last time I spoke to you guys, I know I said that I wanted to send a get well card and maybe a memo, you know, to the Pistons head coach, but I think you might have sent it to the wrong address. Because I'm starting to think you sent it to Tibbs. Because when we say we break people's legs, we said it figuratively, not literally.
I know, you know, maybe, but right? It was non-contact. It was a phantom baton. Nothing happened. I don't know what you're talking about, Mickey.
But listen, I'll tell you one thing. I can't remember what sports personality said this, but I know there was a sports personality that said, you know, Boston this year was made to win again, but the Knicks were designed to beat them. So right now, you just got to do what you got to do. You know, and this is coming from also a Bills fan. You know, over the last few years as a Bills fan, I see my Bills continuously being the team that's built to beat the Chiefs, and unfortunately, we just don't get it done.
Yeah.
The Knicks, you got to get it done. You got to get it done. You're finally at the pinnacle that you've been aiming for years. It's probably going to be my first chip that I, as a fan, for like over 20 years that I'm going to see.
Right.
And I want to see this. You're beating the number one or number two team, whatever the case may be. Now you got to just get over the hump and just get it done.
You're spot on.
You're right.
You're spot on.
You have a big lead in the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter being the fourth game you got to win.
Yeah.
You got to win four to go to the next round, go to the Eastern Conference Finals. You're in the fourth quarter, at least tomorrow you will be, and you got a big lead. So take care of business. Just don't crap it away.
It is something I say often, whether it's a team I root for or a team I don't root for. I said it about the Mets last year. You tried to calm me down off of it. You don't know how often you're going to be in this spot. And when I say this spot, I don't just mean up 3-1 on Boston. I mean this spot with just everything around this league right now, where you're likely to have home court advantage in an Eastern Conference Finals because Indiana's up 3-1. And if Cleveland somehow comes back, how much do they have left?
Yeah.
They've been ravaged by injuries. There's a chance you'll have home court advantage in the NBA Finals,
right,
unless the Thunder are the team that represents the West. So we stand at a moment in time in which the New York Knicks have to seal the deal, and that's winning the whole damn thing.
Right.
And look, we could sit here, if they don't, and say, well, it was still a great year, it was still a lot of fun, and sure, you could argue that, but what I know from experience is that you don't ever know if you're getting back. Look at the Celtics. This is why last year the Celtics needed to win an NBA title, and they did. Because look what's happening to them now! They're done! They're done this year, they're done next year in all likelihood, and that's why when the moment is there for you, like, remember what we said about the Celtics last year?
Yeah.
We said easiest road to a championship ever.
And, technically it was easiest championship, too. But you know
what
I mean?
Who cares? It's a championship.
You got one.
You get it. Doesn't matter the circumstances. And right now, the circumstances have lined up for the New York Knicks to win an NBA title. And they got to do it. And if they don't, again, yeah, we'll argue, oh, it was a great year. It was a lot of fun. But we never know if we're going to be back in this spot. So you got to seal it.
Yeah, we talked about it with the Mets last year with all the vibes and everything, and we look back on it, and we enjoyed the run, and we are glad they got as far as they did, but you don't always get the stars to align, whether it's the Pope here, whether it's the divine intervention, whether it's all the gimmicks last year with the Mets, whether it's the road or the path here for the Knicks and everything, and they're healthy, everybody's good to go.
That's the key, bro.
Because you're seeing it around the league.
Yes.
Again, knocking on wood here. We're seeing it around the league. Everybody's dropping like flies other than really the Pacers and the Thunder and the Knicks, a couple teams. And really, it's about, didn't Jeter say this all the time? It's the healthiest team this time of year.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is.
It's really imperative to be healthy.
Oh, they say the same thing in football. The team that starts the same team on Super Bowl Sunday that they started on week one, they're the ones that usually win.
And that's the thing. Like, the Mets are a great example because right now they're having a great year. Okay? They are. They're having a wonderful year. We don't know where they're going to be in October.
Mm-hmm.
They may run into a hot team in the divisional series and get knocked off.
Right.
And so the same goes with the Knicks. And let the Tatum injury also be a lesson. They may not seal the deal and win a title this year. And the next year, rightfully so, Tommy, you'll come on and say, hey, I'm positive. We should be good. We're healthy. Another year together. All good stuff. We added to our bench. We're great. We're good to go. And then when you least expect it, on an innocuous play, in game four of a playoff series, it all shatters.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that, I mean it, with a little bit of heartbreak, because no one wants to see any professional athlete go down like that.
Right,
You don't want it. No one wants it.
No, and especially because, as we've mentioned multiple times, it didn't matter in this game when Tatum goes down. The Knicks had just gone out on that OG dunk to a 9-point lead. They were going to win the game. And so you'd never want to lose, and you don't care ultimately, but you don't want to lose with the team compromised, right? It just is what it is, but you'll take it because you take it.
You will take it because all of us as fans have lost in part because our teams were compromised.
No doubt.
It's what you screamed last year, Tommy, after losing game seven.
Uncrowned champions.
They were compromised, and they were.
They lost to attrition.
They were compromised. My team was a few years earlier. It doesn't make me feel better, but they were compromised. So you never apologize for taking advantage of another team being compromised, and right now they are. I assume we'll get an update on Jason Tatum, and when we do, you will hear it from us. Now, we had a caller earlier mentioned Tommy's 5-point plan last night. He did a great Cinco de Five-O leading into the Celtic game. We believe in holding ourselves accountable. We will quickly listen to his 5 Cinco points and see if he went 5 for 5 in the New York Knicks victory. We also have a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted coming up at 3:30, where we guess the old tweets of some of our fellow WFN coworkers. And Jason Tatum, unfortunately, was not the only person who suffered a horrific injury last night.
On that note, the Yankees did just release an official statement. Oswaldo Cabrera fractured left ankle, 10-day IL. Obviously, we expect more. DJ LeMahieu, rather than wait tomorrow, is being recalled today to play for the New York Yankees.
Terrible news for Oswaldo. If you stayed up late last night, you saw him score on a sacrifice fly and then immediately start to writhe in pain. Is that writhe in pain?
Yep, that's right. One.
And one of the cool stories about this heartbreak, as an ambulance comes out and they stretcher him off, was a story that Aaron Judge told and a story that Aaron Boone told. And both guys looked like they were going to cry talking about this, which is understandable. Oswaldo's loved in that locker room. Is that Oswaldo wanted to make it very clear, did I score that run? And meanwhile, the game is over at that point, but shows the competitor that he is. But horrible injury for him last night. We'll get back to your calls next, 888-808-1019.